Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I do appreciate you tuning in today. I know there's several other shows you could be listening to, and I appreciate you listening to this one. And I believe that Spirit leads us to where we need to be. You know, Spirit knows what's best for us, and as long as we let Spirit lead us and guide us, we're not going to have those hiccups and those bumps in the road and those things. It's when we get in the mix is where we have the problem. And, you know, I'm doing my very best to keep my hands off that hood because I don't know what's really underneath there, but Spirit does. And so that's the most important thing in our lives. Or at least hopefully it's the most important thing in our lives. The card for the show actually comes from my very first deck today, and it's the Healing with the Angel deck. And like I said, it's the very first deck that I got. And a lot of you know the story about how I got this deck. I didn't know you know, a lot about, you know, decks or cards or any of that stuff when I first started years and years ago. All I know is that Spirit said, hey, you know what, you need to go to the store and get you a deck of cards. And I'm not really a big fan of tarot cards. I don't have anything against tarot cards. I just don't work well with them, okay? There's a difference. You got to find out what works with you. And that's, you know, and that's very important, especially when you're reading cards. You know, what deck resonates with you? There's dozens and dozens of decks out there. Dozens of tarot decks, dozens of oracle cards, and so you got to find out what resonates with you. And I, like I said, I didn't know anything about cards, you know, things like that really. All I knew was tarot cards. I didn't even know oracle cards existed. I didn't even know that. And so I went to a local bookstore here in town, and you know, I went to the New Age area. And luckily, it's improved a lot over the years. But back in the day, you know, have you ever gone to, like, one of your local bookstores? Most of the time, the New Age stuff is shoved way back in the corner somewhere. Have you ever noticed that? Wonder why. Just asking. Okay, but I went down, you know, I went down the aisle, and I was like, okay, I saw the turtle decks, and I thought, okay, I don't resonate. And then I thought, okay, I stood there for a minute, and I just said, Spirit, you know, what deck do you want for me? What deck is it that I'm supposed to have? And I walked down the aisle, and all of a sudden, behind me, I heard a thud. And I was like, what is that? And I looked behind me, and laying in the floor is the deck of cards that was my first deck, which was the Healing with the Angel deck. It just actually literally jumped off the shelf and was laying in the floor. And so I thought, okay, that's probably the deck. And so so that's what we have to go by. The first card, you know, for today anyhow, that I'm pulling out of that deck is a support card. And more than ever, we need support. We need support from our angels. We need support from our spirit guides. We need support from our loved ones on the other side. And we need support from one another. And, you know, today I just feel like that's what Spirit wants us to focus on is, you know, helping one another. Do you know that? It's real important to know that somebody's out there that cares. Because we live in a world that sometimes, my friends, it gets a little stressful and it gets a little crazy. And it's really easy for our minds to try to play games with us and say, hey, you know what, nobody cares about you. Nobody's out there for you. You know, everybody's out there to get you. And not everybody out there is to get you because I'm not out there to get you. I'm out there to help you and to be that support for you. And you know, when I first started this program years and years ago, that's what I saw. You know, I saw this program as a place where you could come and relax, be safe, you know, let your hair down a little bit, and know that somebody really honestly cares about you. And I hope that I've done that. And so, but the support card is the card for the show today. So just know that you are not alone in the universe, okay? There are people that do care about you, okay? And sometimes it's a little difficult to see that. And the other thing that we do sometimes, you know, we have those bad days in our lives, and I'm guilty of this, but you know, we want people to help us, but we also push people away. And I wonder why we do that. I think it's a protection thing. I think it's, you know, we don't even realize sometimes we're doing that, but we got to really watch that, don't we? We do need one another, and so, just remember that you are supported today. All right, let's go ahead, and because I need to have a conversation with my dog, because my dog is here trying to, run the program, and so... If you don't know my dog, my dog's name is Angel, and she's a beautiful dog. But it's a little hard to focus with her right here on my lap almost. So I'm going to put on a song, and we'll have a conversation with her. And we will be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Let's go ahead and put this song on, and we'll be right back. Your calls are next if you would like to be a part of the program. It is 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316. Your calls will be next right after this song. word of prayer. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the knowledge that you are always with us, for you are in us. And Father, Mother God, we just thank you for that. And Father, Mother God, as we do our very best to move forward, we ask that you would watch over us and guide us and direct us in everything that we do and everything that we say. And Father, Mother God, as we go forward on this program today, that I ask you to help me get totally out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program and that I'm so thankful for. Father, Mother God, I thank you for the gifts inside of me, and thank you for the abilities to help other people and to, you know, to help empower them and to help touch their lives. And Father, Mother, we just thank you for the support that you give us on a daily basis. And Father, Mother God, you're working for us. Sometimes we can see that and sometimes we can't, but we stand on the fact that you are. And Father, Mother God, right now I turn my focus to the people that are listening to my voice right now, and I ask that you would help them, that you would help them learn how to deal with the stress in their lives, how to deal with the problems that they're facing, the difficulties that they have in their lives. And Father, Mother God, right now, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, I ask that you would heal them. If there is anything in their body that shouldn't be in there, any little viruses, any little thing going on in there that isn't right, I just ask that you would touch it and get rid of it, pull it out of there. And Father, Mother God, we thank you for turning our lives around and for moving in our behalf. And we thank you for the angels that are now coming unto us to minister unto us as we go forward with this program. We also thank you for the white light that is now surrounding us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet and surrounding on either side of us. We put ourselves in a bubble right now, and we ground ourselves in the truth which you are. And we say namaste, and we say amen. And we say hello to Jordy. We appreciate you calling in today. How can I help you?
I wanted to know if you could get a reading on my loved ones who have passed.
Okay, you're wanting to try to contact somebody on the other side, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Give me just a minute here. I need to shift my energy just a little bit to do that. I will tell you immediately, it didn't take very long. I have a woman that is coming forth here that is very dominant. This would be like a... Was there a woman like that in the family, like somebody that was like the leader almost of the family? Everybody looked up to this person. Everybody went to her for advice.
Yes.
Does that make any sense? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, because she's identifying herself as the queen. So that's how she's identifying herself. Would that be sort of how she would look at herself? As that patriarch person, just somebody, you know, that always gave advice. And sometimes, even if you didn't ask for it, does that make sense? Because she wanted to help people. And, you know, she always thought she was helping. And sometimes she knows that, you know, she got in the way, you know, at times. But she just wants you to know that she loves you. Now, who was this that you said this was? Because I don't know who this is. But who?
My mom.
Your mom.
Mother.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because, you know, she's definitely just coming in here and just letting you know that she loves you and she's around you. Has she been giving you little signs like around the house that she's with you? Because she's telling me that there's been things that she's moving that you're not paying attention to. And she likes keys. She does something with keys. I don't know if her keys have been ending up missing or somebody's keys. She's making a reference to keys. I don't know if that's important, but she's making a reference to that. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I haven't had any missing keys at all.
Okay. And that's okay. I would just keep that and think about that, because she's making a reference to keys. Now, this could be, you know, something that she's trying to get me to see. A lot of times they start showing me symbols, and my job is to try to sort those symbols out and figure out, okay, the symbol that she showed me, okay, this was what she was trying to get to me. It takes me a while sometimes to warm up. It's like the car. sometimes it takes me a while to warm up here. She tell me that she's getting ready to unlock something for you. That's why she's showing me keys. She's saying that you felt stagnated, like within the last year, like things are not moving. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And she's saying that she's working on your behalf. You know, we had the support card today, and so she's coming in here right now saying, you know, she's supporting you, and you got to make a decision. And she says that you keep going back and forth. I don't know what this decision is, but she said that you're going back and forth on this. That you one moment you're okay and you're pushing forward, and then you go backwards. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. She's saying that you need to stop doing that. She's saying stop being wishy-washy and move forward. Hey, that's her. Don't get mad at me, okay? She's just telling me that you need to move forward, and she's unlocking the door. And things, you're going to see a big change here. As you go into September, you're going to see a huge change in your life. So be open for that. Are you thinking about moving? Why would I see a new house or new location?
What was that?
Are you thinking about moving or why would I keep seeing a new house?
No.
Okay.
We just remodeled.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm seeing, because she keeps saying new house. So that could be this remodel thing, because your house does look a little newer than what it did. And so that's probably what she's making a reference to, because she kept saying, I like your house, it's a new house. So that could be what she's making a reference to. But she just wants you to know that she's with you and she's watching over you, and I feel honored and privileged to be able to make that connection for you, and hopefully that's helped you today.
It has. Did anybody else come through at all?
I don't have anybody else with me at the moment, but that doesn't mean that they're not around you. It just means that I'm not picking up on them at the moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
You've been very helpful. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, and Jordy, the one thing I will tell you, you might think about setting up a mediumship reading with me, because a lot of times when I'm doing this, it takes a lot of energy to do mediumship stuff. But you might think about a mediumship reading with me. You can do that over at my website at www.insightswithmichael.com. Because I will tell you that as we ended, I felt a young person coming through, a young man. And I don't know if he's connecting with you. This could be connecting with somebody else. But I will tell you what I was picking up. And this could be with anybody that's online, so please pay attention to me. Or this could be somebody listening to the show and you might need to call in. I have a young person with me, would have been in their 20s when they would have passed. Does look like a car accident to me. So if this is making sense to you, feel free to call me, and let's try to make that connection. And Jordy, again, you know, you can think about setting up a reading with me, and maybe more people come through. I can't guarantee that, but I definitely feel like there's other people, and I just don't have the time to tap into that on this kind of a program. So www.insightswithmichael.com is where you can set up readings with me, mediumship readings, psychic readings, all that kind of stuff over there. All right, 916, could you please say your name for me, and you're on air. Hi.
Hi, this is Diana. The last two times I've called you, quit before you get to me. So, hey, I made it this time. Usually I'm just directed by spirit. Check to see if Michael's on, because, you know, I'm not in front of a computer.
So spirit brought you here. So how can I help you today?
Can you hook up with anybody on the other side? That one you just did was pretty good. Maybe that's what you're doing today.
maybe that's what I am doing today. Let me see. Let me just take a breath here and let's see if we can tap into anybody. I don't want you to tell me any names or anything like that, but is there a particular person you're really wanting to hear from? Or just
because
I will. Tell
I could
you,
say
I, will tell,
I could say yes, and then I would take anybody. So
okay. I've got a gentleman that is coming in pretty strong right now. This is somebody, and I'm just going to throw out some things to you, and I could be off a little bit, but we're going to go with what I'm picking up, okay? And the gentleman that I'm getting, the best way I could describe him is a sort of a big bone guy. I don't want to say fat, but he was a little heavy, and not huge, but, you know, just a little bit heavy. And smoke cigars. Is this making sense to you? If not, we're just going to shelf them.
Wow.
Because this
the only one I kind of remember that smoked cigars was my mother's father.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean the others didn't, because I wasn't with them all the time.
I will tell you that this does have a really grandfather feel to me. Does have a grandfather side to him. It's also somebody that also was in business, somebody that ran a business or owned a business, something like that. Does that make any sense still?
Okay.
Okay, and, you know, he's just basically coming across telling me, for you to keep pushing forward, not to give up. He's telling me that you felt like, you know, that things are not moving the way they should at the moment. But he's pushing things forward for you, and that's just my job to tell you that. I also have a little kid. Is there anybody that lost a little kid?
My son should have been a twin, and then there was a miscarriage.
Okay, because I will tell you that I did have a little boy.
Yeah.
He popped in, now he's popped out. But that doesn't mean he won't pop back in here, okay? but he sort of, I don't know. Sometimes the spirit energies, they will pop in and pop out. I don't know if they have a hard time communicating at times. I don't know what, you know, I haven't really talked to them about why they do that. But, you know, he popped in here and then he popped right back out. But I do feel his presence still, so hopefully he'll pop back in here. But, you know, just letting you know that he's around you and watching over you. He's with you a lot. I don't know if you know that, but he's around you a lot. Sometimes, do you feel something tug on you sometimes? Like something pull on you? Okay, that's him.
Yeah.
Okay, because he's letting you know that he's right there. It's like he just pulls like on one side of you. It's just like this little tug. And so that's his way of letting you know that he loves you and watching over you and still a very active part of your life, and he wants you to know that. We don't understand, why he didn't materialize at that time on planet Earth, but he says that, you know, it just wasn't, and he just wants you to know that he loves you and he's watching over you. He's also saying that there's a breakthrough coming in your finances, and he's got a bucket full of money. And he's showing me that he's working on the behalf of your finances. And so that's a very interesting thing to see. My mind's eye here is this little guy with a bucket of money. And this is a huge bucket. If you could see what I'm seeing, it would be really funny. That's why I chuckle and stuff, because I see all this stuff. And I'm seeing this stuff. And so, but it is pretty funny. But he just wants you to know that things are getting ready to turn around, okay? Is your car doing okay? He's focused on your car.
No, it's not. I'm going to have to get another car. $3,000 or more. I might as well get another one.
Yeah, because that's probably why he's focused on the finances. Because he focused on the money and then he focused on the car. And so he's saying that the money's going to come for this new car. We don't know how exactly, but Spirit does, and that's the amazing thing about Spirit. You know, sometimes Spirit can do all kinds of stuff that we don't think is possible, and then all of a sudden, you know, a car's right there. And so, you know, keep the faith, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing awesome. Hopefully that's helped you today.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah. So let's go ahead with, if you would like to be a part of the program, and I got a few calls still, 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to the program, 347-327-9316. I will tell you that I have a spirit with me all of a sudden, something to do with their head. I feel like something hit me in the back of the head. So this could be something with the brain, something popped, or it could be actually something hit the back of my head. Okay, they're saying it hits my back of my head. They're not saying that's in it's not the head, anything with my brain. It's something that hit the back of my head, like a board or a pipe or something like that. If this is making sense to you, please call me at 347-327-9316 so we can connect the spirit with you. I feel like something, it feels like that they passed in a storm. I will tell you that, okay, yes. It feels like that they passed in a storm. This is either a tornado or a hurricane, something like that, because I see wind. I see a lot of heavy rain. So this could be a hurricane or a tornado. So if this is making sense to you, please call me at 347-327-9316. You already might be on my queue, but if this is making sense to you, please call me. But somebody that passed in a storm, because something hit me in the back of the head. And I think that's how it passed. Okay. 352, appreciate you calling in today. Could you please say your name?
My name is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How can I help you?
I wanted to know, with my financial issues, if today will be in my favor. I have to go to court today for my his father.
Okay.
And if you know, this financial issue will subside a little, I don't know. It feels like it's not, basically.
Okay. Yeah, just, yeah, to you, it feels like, you know, it's just getting worse and worse, and you know, and you're not seeing any hope at the moment. And I'm going to give you a little bit, okay? I believe that today is that turnaround day for you where things do get better. And the other thing I want to tell you is you need to focus that it's going to change, okay? A lot of times we're focusing on, you know, man, it's not. If we think it's not going to get any better, guess what? It's not going to get any better. And so what we need to do is see it getting better. I do feel like that this is going to be in your favor today. I do believe that this financial thing that has been, like, hanging over your head for a while now is subsiding. I definitely see that. And so you got to see that. You know, I could see that all day long for you, but until you see that, you know, it's not going to work. And so you got to see that. But I definitely do feel like the court's going to go okay today, and you're going to see a breakthrough here, okay? And so just hang in there. I know it's scary, but I you know, and you've been struggling with this for a while. This is not something new. I do believe that it is going to get better, okay? So, hang in there, all right?
My biggest thing, though, is that basically, you know, with me not moving, that's making me basically be in the hole more and more. So I just feel like, when is it going to be time for me to move, you know?
I totally understand. I totally hear you, and I totally, you know, spirit definitely hears you and knows. I see a move for you. I definitely see a move for you next month. You know, everything inside of me is seeing a move, I will tell you. So you got to see it, okay? Because I see a move. The thing here, and I've been here. I understand where we are right now with you. We're sort of stuck in this, you know, things are not going to get better. I've been there. A lot of my listeners listening to me might be there or have been there. And so understand that. But, you know, we got to get you refocused. And what I want you to do is I want you to see you moving. I want you to see that place you're moving to. I want you to see that place because I see it. By the end of September, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say by the end of September, you're in a different place. But it's not going to happen if you don't see it and if you don't start putting it out there because, you know, I definitely see it. And so put the energy out there. Trust spirit within you to provide because I definitely see that. I understand. Right now you're very discouraged. I've been there. I understand that. Trust me. But you know, the one thing that we can't do is we can't allow our discouragement to keep us away from our future. And that's what's happening right now here with you. And it really, you know, I don't want to see that for you because you're an awesome person. You have awesome things ahead for you. Get past this little bit of discouragement right now and ask your angels to really help you today because I really feel like that today you're really down. I really feel like that today when I tap into your energy, you're almost at the point of just giving up. Don't give up. Your miracle is about to happen, okay? And so watch for it and accept it, okay? I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that's helped.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, you know, we all get there, and, you know, I understand. I understand depression. I understand all this stuff. You know, I struggle with it on a constant daily basis. You know, and but we can't give up. You know, it's really easy. I mean, it's easy to give up. It doesn't take much to give up. It just says, you know, I give up. You know, I just quit. You know, I just walk off the scene. You know, it's really easy to do that. But, you know, what happens next? Have you ever thought about that? It's like, okay, let's say right now you're having a really, really bad day. Okay? Trust me, I've had a few of those. You're having a bad day. Okay? It'd be really easy just to quit, but what are you going to do? The one thing that I've asked myself when I've got to this place is, okay, I could quit, but what am I going to do? What's after quitting? Have you ever thought about it? Let me ask you the question. If you just want to give up and you just want to quit, what's next? What's after that? Because a lot of you out there, you know, luckily, and you know, I don't want you to do that. You know, you're not going to hurt yourself. You're going to be here on planet Earth still. So what are you going to do? Are you just going to sit around and I don't know. And that's what I ask myself, you know. Because I've got to that place in my life where I said, you know, I'm just going to quit. You know, what's the use? But then I look around and I think, what am I going to do? Am I going to stay in bed all day long with the covers over my head and say how awful the world is? You know, really, honestly, what do you do after you quit? Something to think about. All right, because I don't get it. All right, 703, hopefully you're having a great day, and I appreciate you calling in. Can you say your name for me, please?
Hi, this is Nia calling from Virginia, really.
I'm somewhere in Virginia. Okay, all right. So how are you doing today?
I'm all right, turning in there.
How can I help?
Well, I've been having issues on and off with, like, love life and looking for a new job. Like, I currently have one. I just want to see if, you know, what you see.
Okay. All right. What do you want me to focus on? You got two things here. You got a job or a romance. Which one do you want? Which one is focused here? I could talk about both, probably, but which one is more important to you at the moment here?
The job should be more important, so let's focus on that. I'd like to talk about both of you.
Yeah. Hey, I'm glad that you said your job. Okay, but yeah, we're going to get to your money. I think Stuart was just wanting you to focus on what is important and where your focus is, okay?
Okay.
And so we're going to get to both of you. But your job, you know, it's just time for you to move on. You know that. You feel that. You know, I definitely feel. You got some applications out?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You should be getting a call here. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say you should get a call next week, probably about this time next week. About an interview. You should have an interview next Friday, and you should have another job offer by the end of that week. So at the end of next week, you should have a job offer.
Wow.
So, and this is going to be a better job for you because right now it just feels like that all of the skills that you have are not being used.
Definitely not.
Yeah. They're not tapped into half of the potential that's inside of you. Okay. You know, and I don't know what kind of job you do, but you know, you're just not using all that potential, and it frustrates you. It's like, well, what am I doing? And you know, what is my purpose? Well, I can almost hear you saying that. And so, you know, but this job is going to get you more aimed at your dream, more aimed at that dream job. Okay.
Okay.
And so that's a good thing. Now,
do you feel that I put in the application already? That I've already put it out, or I need,
yeah,
or
do.
I will?
Yeah, it's already out there.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, it's already there. They're actually at this moment going through applications. Yours is about to pop up on their desk here really soon, and they're going to look at it and you know, do some checking and stuff like, you know, what they're supposed to do. But you should definitely hear from them next week. Okay.
Oh wow, that would be amazing.
But they're doing, yeah. Hey, you know, miracles can happen. You know, Spirit's amazing. If we let Spirit work, Spirit can do amazing things. But when we get in the way, it's going to be a problem.
Oh yeah.
So stay out of the way. As far as your love life goes, I do feel like that there's somebody around you that's interested in you. Is there somebody already around you, or?
I've been involved with the same person for a couple of years. Literally just last night, I kind of broke it off because it doesn't seem like he's.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I love him to death, and I really, really would like to work it out with him, but,
yeah,
you know.
He just cannot commit right now. That doesn't mean he can't and won't, but he can't right now. And I don't know why. I don't know exactly why he can't step up here. But he can't right now. I will tell you, with everything inside of me, I do feel like that you will end up with him. You know, but right now, I do believe that this time apart is necessary. I feel like that you did make the right move here.
Okay.
You know, and you do care about him. And, you know, there's an old saying, you know, sometimes you got to let things go, and if they come back, then they were meant to be. And so definitely feel like this can be worked out. I just feel like that there's something going on with his family or something like that. It feels like that he's been influenced by an outside source. Not with your relationship, but somebody else is whispering in his ear. And so, you know.
Like his mom, maybe?
I do feel like his family. I'm not going to step out and say that it's a mom because I don't have that concrete enough to do that. But
okay.
I will tell you that it was a woman. I will tell you that it is a woman. Is it his mom? I don't know. But I will tell you that it is somebody that is whispering in his ear. But he can break away from that. You know, he's not 7 years old. And so he can't break away from that old and you know, make his own choices and his own decisions. But... You know, because I will tell you, he does love you. Everything inside of me tells me he loves you.
You said in what?
Everything shows me that he loves you. And so, you know, I do believe that this can be worked out. Communication is the key here. So just, you know, let Spirit work this out.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't really have any communication. I would let him make the move towards me. You know, let him take that next step to you.
Okay.
Because he needs to. He needs to step to you.
I was actually, while I was calling you, in the process of mailing him his house keys back.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and you know, and I'm not saying don't do that. I mean, I think that still is the right move right now. Because he needs the signals from you that's saying, okay, you need to either step up here or, you know, something else. You know, and you know, so I would still do that. Because he needs to look, you need to let him know that he needs to step up. And, you know, you love him. You know, I would do it, you know, very nicely. I would say, hey, I love you. But, you know, this doesn't look like it's going anywhere to me. But now, if this ends, I will tell you, if this ends, which I don't see it ending, I believe this can be worked out. But if this does end, there is somebody that does come into your path next year. Because a lot of this right now depends on him. You want it to work, but a lot of this depends on him. If he can't step up, then there is somebody else that will step up. Okay.
Okay.
So you won't be alone. But I would give this, you know, at least the end of this year, see where it's going. You know, I would give it at least till the end of the year. If it's not any better, somebody else steps in here. It looks like to me about March. If he doesn't step up by the end of this year, somebody else will. Okay.
But you do see him stepping up at some point.
Yeah, I do. I honestly do. I would say it looks like about October. You know, I will tell you, it does look like it's going to take a little bit of time. But I do feel like that, you know, he is going to step up here. And that's what I'm going to be praying, because I believe that this is what's supposed to happen. Because you guys are good together. You know, you guys have been together for a while. He just cannot commit right now. But he can, he just won't. Let's pray that he does, and I appreciate you calling in, okay? I gotta move on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. If you would like to get more information or, you know, longer reading, you can go to my website, www.insightswithmichael.com, separate reading with me. All right? Okay, I don't have anybody working with me today. Okay, because I was like, I'm a little confused. 111, you're on air with me. Hi, can you say your name?
Hi, this is Dana.
Hi, how can I help you today, Dana?
I have a question concerning, I'm looking for another job just because it looks like the company that we're supporting, it seems that they're going to go with someone else.
Okay.
But, you know, I just had a meeting with this company, this new company today at the we've been having meetings, but it's my hunch that I don't know if they're going to be able to deliver to the company that we're supporting, if they're going to be able to revamp the site.
Right.
But nonetheless, I'm be looking for another position.
Yeah, and I will tell you that's a very good thing to do, because the one thing that I would tell you, you got great intuition inside of you. Your intuition is telling you, hey, you know, this isn't going to work out, you know, with this company and what's going on. So I would go with that, because that is right. Okay, it's not going to work. You know,
it's not going to work, whatever this new company's doing.
Yeah, it's just not. I don't see it working out. But I will tell you that it is time for you to move on to something new. Something new is opening up, and looks like by the end of this month. I was going to say September, but then all of a sudden my spirit guide said by the end of the month. So I'm going to go with my spirit guide. Something else is about to open up here for you. I just feel like that, you know, and I hate that, because there's a lot of people that are going to be affected by this. And I just don't see it happening. And, you know, that makes me sad, because, you know, a lot of people's jobs are on the line here.
Wow.
But
you mean
you know,
working or the company that we're representing?
The company that you're representing,
that's true. That's a sad thing, because, you know, I mean, we're it's 16 websites for 17 different countries, right?
Yeah.
And the pilot one is US. And the sad thing is that we know, based on conversations, that whatever these people, it's not going to work. And they're it's like they're playing Russian roulette. Maybe they're going to ask us to step in, But then it's going to be too late because I guess most of us will be gone by then. Even my big boss is looking for another job. So.
Yeah, yeah. And it is sad. It really is. And I'm really sorry for you. I'm really sorry for all the people that are affected by this, not just directly, but indirectly. But yeah, it's just like they waited too long. It's like, the life support is just not going to work here. It's just flatlined, and I'm really sorry.
The thing is that the strange thing is, Michael, is that we were the one that was supposed to do, the revamping of the site. And then all of a sudden, right, there was a new, I think, CFO or something like that, CTO.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, these new people from overseas came into play, and we're like, whoa, they're not going to give this to us anymore because they stopped talking about it.
Yeah.
But once we've had meetings with them, we're like, okay, they're going to go with them. But they have no idea what they're up against, whoever decided to do that,
Yeah, no. And it was a wrong decision, and I think they realized that, but it's just too late. But with you, you're definitely going to have a different job. I do see people with you, maybe even working with some of the same people that you work with now, but just somewhere else. So that's a good thing. That's an awesome thing. So don't give up hope, okay? Because this is a bad situation. Like I said, there's a lot of people affected by this, but you are going to be okay. You are going to land on your feet. And I definitely see your boss, the boss you have now. I feel like that he's going to be around you somewhere else. So that's a good thing, I guess, maybe.
Do you see how I'll be making this connection with this new job? Because I've applied for a few things.
I feel like you've already contacted them, and I feel like that they will contact you. And I would say it looks like to me by the end of the month. Looks like that last week of this month. I'm getting a number, I'm like seeing the 25th, something around there. I would pay attention to that, okay?
Okay, I'll try to reach out to you for a private reading, Michael.
Okay, all right, I appreciate it. All right, thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Because, on a private reading, you get to see a little bigger picture. it's like here, you get to see a short piece of the puzzle, that's all I have time for. It's just that little quick puzzle piece there. But a full reading gives you a little bit bigger picture. And the other thing that I love about full readings with me, let me just blow my horn for just a minute. I really feel like that my readings go directly to the heart of your issue. Anybody that's ever sat down with me, I will tell you, or has got a phone reading with me, they're like, wow, how did you know that? I always tell people, when you get a reading from me, if you're hiding something, it's going to be revealed. I don't know why spirit works that way, because, I think that spirit doesn't like us hiding stuff. Just my interpretation of that. So I don't know. 708, I appreciate you calling in. Let's get you on air with me. Let's by say hi. What's your name?
Hey, Michael, it's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. I haven't talked to you for a little bit. How are you?
I know, and I'm checking in because some change is coming through. I finally got a job offer. So I'm calling
awesome.
To see what you're feeling about this. I mean, I've got a basically good feeling, but I just want to get some confirmation.
Okay. Confirmation is definitely yes.
Okay.
I'm excited. My spirit guide, he's funny. My spirit guide has a party hat on, and he has one of those little blowhorn things, and he's like celebrating. He's throwing up, the confetti. I'm like, okay. Celebration time, because this has been a long time coming, but it's definitely a yes, definitely something really awesome for you, but it's just the one thing that they want you to know, that this is just a stepping stone to something bigger, okay?
Yes.
Yes. This is not the big thing. This is just a stepping stone to the big thing. Okay.
I
want you to know that. But you know, I'm you know, congratulations, and you know, but this is just a piece of the bigger puzzle that's coming here. Really some awesome things popping up for you. And so definitely see a lot of movement. Again, you know, I'm going to mention a full reading to you, but, you know, because I see a lot of movement in the last few months here, starting in September. There's a lot of changes, a lot of movement, a lot of positive stuff. I don't really see anything negative. But, you know, just keep moving forward, and congratulations. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael.
You.
That's what I needed.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
My website for full readings is www.insightswithmichael.com. Okay, hold on for just a minute. I want everybody to be really quiet for just a minute. Hold on for just a minute. All right, let's go ahead and move on to 410. You're on air with me. Could you say your name for me? Hi.
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How can I help you today?
I've been looking to make a job change, and I do have an offer in the works, but it's a temporary position that will carry me through like the end of December. There's a possibility they could, you know, open up a position for me, but I'm just wondering, would this be something worth entertaining, or is it not? I don't want to find myself without a job in 4 months.
Yeah, and I could feel, the one thing that I feel with you on this is a lot of apprehension, a lot of fear. Does that make sense? Again, it's that, it's like, okay, I'm going to have a job for a short time, but then what? You know,
yeah.
And then I'm going to be, it's sort of like, it's like you're going to get out of the boat for a minute, but, you know, then you're feeling like I'm going to get right back in this boat. And your boat feels like it's taking on water sometimes. Do you understand what I'm saying? It just feels like you're having some problems right now financially. My advice to you as a reader, and what I'm feeling like is, I feel like that there's something better. I'll just be honest with you. I this offer's okay, and I'm telling you, again, it's your choice and your free will. But I just felt very uncomfortable with this. When you mentioned it, it just didn't seem right to me. There's something that's making me feel very uncomfortable with this. And I can't put my finger on it right now. I will tell you, I can't put my finger on it right now. But something just doesn't seem right. And I'm just being honest with you, okay? But I will put, you know, what I would tell you is put another application in someplace else, a couple of applications out there. And I feel like that there's going to be another offer that comes to you in September. I feel like that there's something else popping up here. So now, you know, you could take this right now, and then when this other offer comes up, you know, you could leave. But that doesn't look very good if you work for a week and then you leave. It doesn't look good on resumes. But I'm just telling you, I just feel very nervous about this. There's something that totally doesn't seem right to me. And I think you feel it too. You know, it's that emotion inside of you, you know. It just makes you uncomfortable. And if it's making you uncomfortable... Yeah, and if it makes you uncomfortable, I'll just tell you, if anything makes you uncomfortable when you're trying to make a decision, then it's probably the wrong decision.
Yeah, you know? It's just the not knowing where I'm going to be in 4 months that concerns me.
Yeah, and that concerns you. And I will tell you that what I saw is that you were out of work within 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like that something... Like I said, something doesn't look right here. And I don't want to see that for you, because I feel like that would put you in a downward spiral, and I don't want to see that. My thing with the reader, as a reader, if it was up to me, I wouldn't take it. I would just keep, putting out applications out there, because if you're feeling that uncomfortable about it, something's telling you no. Hang in there. Something better is on its way. I feel like that definitely you're working in September. I will tell you, the job in September looks a lot more concrete, a lot more full-time, looks like it has benefits, a lot better fit for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Hang in there. Okay. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah. Anytime that you're making a decision and all of a sudden your stomach hurts, that's probably a no. Do you know that we try to override the nose? I don't know why we do it. I know that I've done it in the past. I was like, okay, well, I want to do that, but all of a sudden it's like, no. And one time Spirit didn't want me to go someplace, and I wanted to go really bad. I thought it was a really good thing for me. I thought it was going to be awesome, and I really wanted to go. Everything inside of me, I read cards. All the cards were telling me no. My spirit guide was screaming no. My gut was hurting. But I thought, you know what? I really want to go, so I'm going to go. I went out to my car, and my car wouldn't start. True story, guys. True story. My car wouldn't start, so I jump-started my car. Then my tire went flat. I got the idea that I wasn't supposed to go. Hopefully you don't have to go through that. It's a true story, I promise. I don't know why we do that. So if you're trying to make a decision and you're, have you ever just gone to a house to look at a house? I went to a house one time to rent a house, and I walked in, and as soon as I walked in, it was like, whoa, I no, there's something wrong here, Have you ever had that where you're going to go buy a car and you just get in a car to test drive it and you just don't feel comfortable? That other knows. Just don't override them, but they're for a reason. And, trust you guys got a great intuition. You're just not trusting it. I'm telling you, you guys are awesome, intuitive beings. You're just not trusting that intuition. Trust it. Okay? All right. 781, you're next. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Your name, please?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
G.
Okay. How can I help you?
Whatever comes up.
Okay. Is there a particular focus that would help me if I had a focus today? Any particular area?
No, not really. Just
okay.
Whatever.
Okay. I'm just gonna ask you to be quiet for just a second as I tap into your energy, and let me see if I pick up anything. Okay. Let me look here really quick. I'm gonna go ahead and pull some cards really quick for you from my deck that's right beside me. So let's see what the cards want to say. The Divine Guidance card pops in here. Just wanting you to know that Spirit is leading you and guiding you forward. As you move forward in any area of your life, Spirit says that there's divine guidance there. The next card is a lot of healing. I feel like that your emotions have been up and down a lot lately. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And a lot of things are popping up from your past. A lot of emotional stuff from your past. Does that make sense to you? I just feel like that's been bothering you a little bit lately. Spirit's saying that they're healing that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So let that continue to take place. I got the meditation card popping up. I would definitely do some more meditation. You're doing okay with meditation, but Spirit's saying that you need a little bit more. Maybe do a walking meditation. I don't know where you live in the world, but, you know, I would go out and spend some time outside. I plan on doing that myself today to clear my head. There's some cobwebs in my head that need to be cleared out of there. And I feel like that we all have that. And I feel like that there's just some of that with you, just where you're not focusing as clear as you have been. And does that make sense? It just feels like you're having a hard time focusing right now. But Spirit says that that's going to get clear. And talking about focus, it's always funny. I was talking about focus, and the next card I pulled for you is a focus card. So it's always interesting how Spirit does that. Because I could be talking about something, and I hadn't even looked at the card yet. And then I looked at it, and I was like, oh, focus. Okay, so that's going to get clear. You are going to you're going to see the bigger picture here soon, and just keep moving forward, and hopefully that's helped you today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All right, bye bye. And that's what we got. That's what we got to do. You know, it's really easy. Honestly, it's really easy to lose focus. You know, I talked about this the other day on the program about focus. You know, about how to, sometimes we have to adjust our lens. Because it's really easy. We live in a very stressful world. And it's really easy to get focused on all the things that's wrong in our lives. But are we focused on all the things that are right? I'm just asking. You know, it's really easy. You know, we can make a whole list of what's wrong with us or wrong with our lives. But could we make the same list with things that are right? Because I promise you right now that there's a lot more right than there's wrong. Our focus is just on the wrong, not on the right. A lot of times we're focused on everything that's falling apart, but not everything that is still solid. Something for you to think about. 352, I appreciate you calling in today. Could you say your name for me, please?
Hello, my name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How can I help you today?
Oh, I was just calling. I don't know. I was calling, but I guess the question about for my son. He's crossed over.
Okay, your son has crossed over? Okay.
Yes, he was crossed over a year ago. He was only 27. His name was Kenny.
Okay. Okay, you said that he crossed over and his age was 27? Because earlier, I don't know if you were listening to the show earlier, but earlier in the program, I said that there was a young person that was with me and that I was picking up a person and that he was in his 20s when he passed. I'm going to ask you.
He's murdered.
He was murdered? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me focus here. Let me see if I can tap into him, okay? I can't make any guarantees. I don't call their number. They call me, but let me tap in here, okay? Well, I'm going to ask you a question because the 20-year-old person that I had with me earlier had a car was involved. Do you know if there was a car involved in this?
The car would be involved in either his taking his body out of the house or maybe he was trying to come home and they picked him up in a car, one or the other.
Okay, I saw. Okay. All right, because I just wanted to try to figure out where this car is coming to play here. I'll leave the car for just a second.
Our car that they used to move his body in was turned into a dealership with the carpet from the trunk missing out of it.
Okay.
Let me concentrate, too, let me see.
Yeah. If you could just focus on him for a minute and bring him into your head for me, that would be great. Just focus on him.
Okay.
Not on his passing. I don't want you to focus on his passing. I want you to focus on his living. So I want you to put a memory in your head of him at a really happy time and bring that energy into your head, okay?
Okay.
That would help me. Because a lot of times we focus on the passing, and that just brings in a very yucky energy, and it's hard for sometimes mediums to pick up on that, because your son doesn't want to focus on his passing, he wants to focus on his life. A lot of times we get fixated with, you know, the passing, you know, especially when it was something violent like your son's passing, but he wants to focus on his life, and he wants you to focus on that. He says that you spend too much time focusing on his passing, and the anger is just engulfing you, and he doesn't want to see that for you. Does that make sense, why he would be saying that? Is that the anger is just taking over you, and he doesn't want to see that for you. He understands that. He's not getting on to you, but he doesn't want you to get lost in that. Does that make sense? Because that's what he's focused on.
Yeah.
He says that you're letting the anger, he says that you're letting these people that murdered him take your life too. That's what he's telling him. And he does that make
sense?
Well,
part of that would be because of the confidential informant who murdered him, and the police have done nothing about it. They have not even handed his body over to me. They told me a week later they found the body, and they have not. They turned around and said they don't have the body, so I have no idea. But, you know, I just know that they didn't arrest the people or nothing. They moved out of state.
They're working on it. This is going to take a little bit of time, okay? I will tell you, this is going to take patience on your part. I will tell you that he's telling me that they do have his body, you know, that he was housed in. Of course, he's in spirit. You know, he's not in his body. He also wants me to tell you that he was out of his body quickly. Whatever they did to him, it was quick. And he wants you to know that. And I don't know if that helps, but he just wants you to know that. He's also telling me that there will be justice done on this, but it's going to take a little bit of time. Why they're holding on to his body, they're not releasing a lot of information because they don't want a lot of stuff out there, because there's still some people that they're looking for, okay? There's a bigger picture here that you're not seeing. He wants me to tell you that. And I'm not going to go into a lot more detail of that on public radio, but I will tell you that there's a bigger picture here, and they are working on that, and there's going to be justice, okay? But, you know, I do appreciate you calling in. I just don't feel comfortable saying a whole bunch more on public radio. But you know, I will tell you that there will be justice in this, okay?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you for helping me. Yeah, I just want to mention one more thing, that Sheriff Dawson, Citrus County, Florida, is under investigation for a lot of corruptness, and he is our sheriff here, so hopefully there will be justice for him.
Okay, you know, all right. Yeah, I appreciate you calling in. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times in these kind of cases, I will tell you that I see a lot more, but I... You know, since this is still an ongoing investigation, and we don't know who listens to my program, there's just a lot of information that I don't feel comfortable giving out on public radio. You know, you can think about, you know, setting up a meeting with me, but I just don't want to give out a whole bunch of information on public radio. All right. You know, any time there's an investigation going on, I'm not going to give out a whole bunch of information on air. We just never know who's listening. All right. Hi. Your name, please.
Hey. Hey, my name is Craig, and I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
Oh, No problem. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm about to move to Las Vegas next week, and okay. I just want to know, what do you see happening out there while I'm there?
Okay, so you're definitely moving out there?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. Awesome. This is actually a really good move for you. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
this is going to open up more opportunities for you than you even can imagine. I'm excited for you. I only see good things for you. You're going to be there for a while, do you got a job already? Because I see a job.
Yes, I have a job.
Okay. This is going to be good. So, do you got any particular questions about it? Go ahead.
Do you see me finding my soulmate?
They're there. Yeah, they're waiting for you. It's very funny because I see them waiting. It's like they got their hands on their hip and just like looking around like, where are they? I definitely see that for you. It's going to take a little bit of time. You need to focus on getting settled and,
yes.
things like that. Getting your life established there. I would say about a year, probably next year more where they step into your path. But it's going to just take you a little bit of time to get, familiar with the area, get acquainted with people, things like that. This is going to be them coming to you and saying, hey, I'm attracted to you. Let's go out. It's going to be like that. And so, you're not going to be used to that boldness, but they're just going to come to you and say, hey, I like you. Let's go out. So I would say yes. This is definitely a good move. I only see good things for you. So, all right?
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. All right. Appreciate you calling in. All right. If you would like to be a part of the program, I will still take your calls. But I'm going to go ahead and start talking about some things. 347-327-9316. Just because I'm talking doesn't mean you can't call in. All right. A lot of times I think that you think, okay, well, he's teaching right now and I don't want to interrupt. You're not interrupting. If Spirit's nudging you and you feel like calling in, then call in. So I'm telling you, give me a minute because a lot of times, I'm reading from other sites and I'm not right on my switchboard. So I might not see your call right away. But you can call in. 347-327-9316. Talking about going to other websites, let's go over to some place I want to read some information from. We talked about stress earlier. Modern life is full of hassles, deadlines, frustrations, and demands. For many people, stress is so commonplace that it's become a way of life. Stress isn't always bad. You know that? Stress isn't always bad. In small doses, it can help you perform under pressure and motivate you to do your best. A lot of the times when my best readings are when I feel stressed. Most of the times when I've had jobs and I've had like a deadline and I felt that stress, some of my best work was done. So stress isn't a bad thing all the time. Sometimes it motivates us. Sometimes it pushes us forward. Even like right now, if you're stressed out, stress could be motivating you to get stronger, get tougher. Saying, hey, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. I'm going to do something different. So use stress to motivate, not to destroy. Okay? But when you're constantly running into emergency mode, your mind and your body pay the price. Do you know that it's a proven fact that stress does crazy stuff to your body? It's a proven fact. It puts a lot of pressure on your body. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. Talk to your doctor about it. A proven fact. Okay, so what is stress? Stress is a normal physical response to events that make you feel threatened or upset your balance in some way. Okay, let me break that down. Okay, stress is that thing that drives you crazy. You all of a sudden, you go into this fight thing. You know that a lot of times our stress comes because we feel threatened. Something is threatening us, or at least we have the concept that something is threatening us, that we're in some kind of danger, that you know, especially change. Right now, things are changing for me. Like it or not, it's changing. And I don't have enough hair left in my head to pull any more hair out. So, in that case, what do? I adapt to change. I realize that I'm not being threatened. Have you ever seen like cavemen movies? They have the little clubs and they beat each other on the head with them, and because that's all they know to do. You know, and so they get stressed out and they go, "Oh, I'm being threatened, so I'm gonna go bash this person in the head." We got to get out of that caveman mentality and get into a spiritual mentality of realizing, okay, things are changing. Since 2008, we have been in a change mode. Look back to 2008, and we have been in a change mode. Our financial situation is changing. Let me give you a heads up. Our financial situation, we'll talk about that here in a minute. Don't want to stress you out right now. Okay, we're trying to unstress you, not stress you out. All right, so, but things will get better down the line, okay? In all situations, they do change. All right, when you see danger, whether it's real or imagined, the body's defense kicks into high gear in a rapid automatic process known as fight or flight. Okay. I said fight or fight a minute ago. I see a lot of that. I don't see very many people running away. But so fight or flight. You either feel like you have to defend something, or you just run away. You quit. Now it goes back to what I said earlier on the program. Quit. It's always an option. It's always there. But, you know, I never thought about this until today, and my spirit guide asked me, he said, okay, if you quit, what's next? You know, I had a friend one time, years ago, I got really frustrated, and things were not going the way I thought they should be going. Let me reinstate that again, the way that I thought they should be going. And so I thought, okay, I'm just going to quit because it's not working out. You know, I don't see any reason. And so my friend asked me, he said, Mike, okay, you're able to quit, yes. But they asked me the question that I'm asking you today. Then what? Good question, right? Then what? All right. The stress response is the body's way of protecting you. When working properly, it helps you stay focused, energetic, and alert. In emergency situations, stress can save your life, giving you extra strength to defend yourself, for example, or spurring you in to slam on the brakes to avoid an accident. Okay? So stress isn't a bad thing all the time. It can help at moments. The stress response also helps you rise to meet challenges. Stress is what keeps you on your toes during a presentation at work, sharpens your concentration when you're attempting the game, winning free throws, or drives you to study for an exam when you'd rather be watching TV. You know that every time that I do a crossing over event, every single time, and I've been doing them for a while now, I get stressed out like crazy. I always think, man, you know, nobody's going to show up, or I'm not going to be able to connect, or, I go through these things. It's funny talking about it right now, but when it's happening, it's not fun. Stress, when you're going through stress, it ain't fun. But when you're out of stress, you can look at it and you go, man, you know, that was sort of funny. Why was I even thinking that? You know, because it's every single time, there's people that travel with me, they will tell you that every single time I go through the same thing, my hands get all sweaty. Honestly, right before I'm supposed to go out and start talking to people, my heart starts beating fast, my hands start sweating, my knees actually start shaking. I'm stressed out. But do you know that I take that stress and I channel it, and that you know that every time spirit just is amazing? So stress motivates me to tap into spirit. To say, spirit, okay, I'm a little stressed out. My human stuff is coming in here. Can you help me? You know that a lot of times that's what our stress is trying to get us to look at. Say, hey, you know what, spirit, help. You know, a lot of times our physical body, might be feeling sick or something. Most of the time you get a headache first. Please listen to what spirit wants to say to you. Usually, a headache, medical doctors will tell you that most of the time, not always, but most of the time, a headache is an indicator that there is something wrong inside of your body that is trying to get your brain to tell you, hey, you got some issues. Stress is that an indicator to tell you, okay, something is making you nervous. Something is, in some way, you're feeling threatened or something is going on. So stress is saying, blink, 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 call upon spirit. All right? Here are some stress warning signs and symptoms, okay? You could have memory problems, okay? You go, trust me, I've been stressed out a few, times. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, one time I was so stressed out that I got in the car. Again, another true story. I got into the car, and I didn't even know how to put that car into drive. I was just sitting there. I was so stressed out, and I was like, and then finally I figured it out, and then I thought, okay, where am I going? I forgot where I was going. I got so frustrated that I came back in the house because I thought, What am I doing? Memory problems could be a sign that you're stressed out. Okay? And the inability to concentrate. I've been having this problem for a few days now. I turn on TV, I can't focus. I have a hard time at the moment because I will be honest, I'm a little stressed out right now. But the ability to concentrate, you start a project and then you don't finish it. You just can't concentrate. You try something and you just can't focus. Poor judgment. Making bad choices, bad decisions. You know, if you're stressed out, don't make any decisions right now. None. Because you're stressed out. You're not focused right. You're making a bad choice. Okay? Anxious or racing thoughts. Anybody have those? Feels like sometimes my brain feels like an Indianapolis racetrack. Constant worrying, you know, thinking, oh man, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, da 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 da. Constant worrying. Okay. Emotional symptoms could be moodiness. You know, one moment you're happy, next moment you want to bite somebody's head off. I know that nobody's out there has any of these. I'm just saying. All right. Irritability or short temper. Again, nobody out there, I know. But, you know, all of a sudden you're just mad just because you're mad. You know, when I'm stressed out, there are times that it doesn't take much to light my little fuse. And I got a little fuse at times. I have a little bit of a temper, I'll admit. At times. I'm working on it. Just like you're working on you. But, you know, aren't there days that sometimes it doesn't take much? So you might be stressed out a little bit. Agitated or an inability to relax. You just can't sleep. Anybody have that problem? You just can't sleep. Or you're sleeping too much. Okay. Feeling overwhelmed, just like everything's out to get you, everybody's out to get you, the world's totally against you, feeling overwhelmed, like things are just never going to get any better. Sense of loneliness or isolation. I'm really guilty when I get stressed out. I'll tell you, I'm really guilty And if you've tried contacting me and I haven't got back with you, I apologize in advance. My biggest problem is when I get stressed out, which is the worst thing you could do, is isolate. The worst thing that you could do. Your brain wants you by yourself because your brain doesn't want somebody coming in and saying, hey, you know what? You need to get your head out of your and focus. Your head wants you to be by yourself because your head is in charge. And your head is just talking to you and talking to you and talking to you and talking to you and wants you to stay right there, focused on everything that's wrong in your life. And so it wants you isolated. Worst thing you could do is isolate yourself. Don't isolate yourself. Because then you're lonely. And then you're wondering why you're lonely, because you're isolated. Really, seriously. You know, think about these things, guys. You know, I sit around sometimes and I think, man, I'm really lonely. I'm really lonely. But then I think, whoa, I haven't left the house. I'm the same. Depression or general unhappiness. You know, the one thing that we have to realize is depression is an illness. You know, we grew up, some of us grew up you know, depression has a bad name. Nobody even likes to use that word. When I say the word depression, you come up with all kinds of things, and I don't know why it's got a bad rap, but it's not. It shouldn't, because it's the illness. It's something that is medically wrong, and it could be a chemical imbalance. It could be all kinds of stuff. But, you know, if you're sad, go get help. You know, don't isolate yourself. It's your depression. That's what your depression wants you to do. You know. All right. Physical symptoms, you could have aches and pains, diarrhea, constipation, nausea, dizziness, chest pain. You know, a lot of people that go to our ERs with chest pain, most of the time, not always, but a lot of times that's just stress related. But if you're having chest pain, and, you know, go get checked out. Honestly, you know, I'd rather you go get checked out and be okay than not go get checked out and then have a heart attack. You know, because chest pain could be a sign that there's something wrong with your heart, and it could mean that you're stressed out. And maybe if you're stressed out and you have chest pains, maybe you're supposed to be at the hospital to get checked out, to maybe, you know, get some medication to help you. I don't know. Just say it. All right. Frequent colds could be also a sign that you're stressed out. Behavioral symptoms could be eating more or less, sleeping too much or too little. I said that earlier. Isolating yourself from others. Again, that's on the list again. Procrastinating or neglecting responsibilities. Okay. Using alcohol, cigarettes, or drugs to relax. Not everybody that uses drugs and alcohol and other means are stressed out, but most of them are. They're looking for answers in pills and in stuff that isn't there, guys. Just isn't there. You can drink all day long and you're still going to have the same problem that you had when you started drinking. Now you're probably just going to compound it a little bit because you become an alcoholic. You're probably going to lose your job, your home, maybe your family. Then you're going to be more stressed out. So I really honestly don't see where alcohol and drugs really help. They just complicate problems, compound your stress. My opinion. That's just my opinion. Okay. Nervous habits, biting, pacing. You know, just nervous habits. All right. Let's go over, see if anybody's called in. Nobody's called in. All right. So, all right. So, you know, keep in mind that those are signs and symptoms of stress. All right. Things that can help you with stress, we had the support card for a show. On this list is the first thing that it talks about is your support network. A strong network of supportive friends and family members is an enormous buffer against life stressors. Okay. The more lonely and isolated you are, the greater your vulnerability to stress. If you don't use the network, the support network that Spirit's provided for you, then don't cry about it, because you're not using what Spirit's given you. Spirit's given you an awesome support network around you, but if you're isolating and you just feel lonely, it's because you're not drawing upon the support of your friends. There are people that care about you. Your brain might tell you that they don't. But they do. They're wanting to talk to you. They're wanting to reach out to you. And even if you don't know what to say to them, just let them know, hey, I care about, you know, I appreciate you caring about me. I appreciate you calling me. I just don't feel like talking right now. But do you know that your support network should say, hey, you know what, let's talk. Let's go out for a Coke. Let's go do something. Your sense of control. If you have confidence in yourself and your ability to influence events and preserve through challenges, it's easier to take stress in stride. You know, when I get stressed out, you know, I know that things are going to get better. I keep telling myself that. You know, and it does help. You know, even if there are days that I get stressed out, just like you get stressed out, but, you know, I just keep telling myself that things will get better. And sometimes it's hard for me to see that. But do you know that I say that to myself every single day when I'm stressed out? And I'm stressed out like you guys sometimes. And then I say, you know what? It's going to get better. And then maybe the next day is another stressful day. But it's going to get better. Maybe the next day is going to be another stressful day. But it's going to get better. You follow what I'm saying? I keep telling myself that every single day, every single moment. When I'm stressed out, I say, Michael, it's going to get better. The other thing, when we're stressed out, we got to keep doing what is normal to us, what helps us. You know, the one thing that helps me when I'm stressed out is this program. Because it gives me something, another to focus on. It gives me something to do. Your attitude and your outlook. Stress-hardy people have an optimist attitude. They tend to embrace challenges. They have a strong sense of humor. Do you know that we gotta stop taking life so seriously? Do you know that we gotta learn how to laugh at ourselves and laugh at the world around us? Because really, honestly, the world's a funny place. If you don't believe me, go to Walmart. I'm just saying. Because it's really, honestly, a funny place. I'm amazed every time I go outside of how funny the world is at times. But when we're stressed out, it's hard to see that. Because sometimes, you know, those people that are out there in the world, you know, just living their lives and enjoying life, sometimes when we're stressed out, they can irritate us. We're not seeing the happy part. We're seeing, man, you're just a little weird. It's all our focus. It's what we're focused on. It's our outlook. You know. Your ability to deal with emotion. You're extremely vulnerable to stress if you don't know how to calm and soothe yourself when you're feeling sad, angry, or afraid. You know, a lot of times our stress comes because, first of all, we're afraid. Most of the time, the biggest factor when you're stressed out is fear. You're either afraid that you're losing something, or you're going to be alone, or something. You're afraid of something. Right now, if you're stressed out, I want you to look at something. I want you to see, what are you afraid of? Because if you look at your stress factor right now, if you're looking at your, let's look at your finances. Let's go here. Okay, your financial situation. Stress factor could be, okay, you got all these bills piling up. You're not having any money. Okay, so you're thinking, man, you know, they're going to sue me. They're going to take me to court. I'm going to lose my car. I'm going to lose my house. Or maybe you don't even have enough money to go buy groceries right now. And you're thinking, man, I'm going to starve. Are you following what I'm saying? So there's a fear And some of those fears are legit. I'm not saying that. But most stress, there's some fear. Okay? There's some fear there, something that you're afraid of. Let's look at relationships. Let's say, okay, man, I don't have a relationship. It's been a while for me to have a relationship. I'm going to die alone. You know that our biggest factor in relationship questions is we think that we're going to die alone. I'll tell you right now, you never die alone. Your loved ones are right there on the other side with you, but I know that isn't the same maybe, but nobody ever makes that transition alone. And you'll understand that by and by, and you'll get it. But, you know, so there's some kind of fear. Some kind of a fear there. All right. Let's go over. I want to look at something else really quick here. Okay. To identify your true sources of stress, look closely at your habits, attitude, and excuses. Do you explain away stress as temporary? I just have a million things going on right now, even though you can't remember the last time you took a breather. Do you find distress as an integral part of your work or home life? Things are always crazy around here. Have you ever said that? It's like, I've said that a lot of times. Man, this place is just a zoo. Just crazy at times. So, yeah. Do you blame your stress on other people or outside events? You know, the one thing that I would strongly suggest is keeping a stress journal. You know, a stress journal can help you identify the regular stressors in your life and the way you deal with them. Each time you feel stressed, keep track of it in your journal. Okay. There are times that I would probably need a big, huge, gigantic notebook. I don't know. I'm just saying. If I wrote down every time that I'm stressed, but I'm just saying, a stress journal might be a good thing for you. You know, write them down. You know, look at how you handle them. Maybe you can handle them better. Things like that. It does help. I've done it before, and it does help. Because what it does, it gives you a guideline, it gives you a direction that's saying, okay, all right. And also, you can go back when you're having another stressful situation, you can go, man, okay, I got through that. This is not as big as that. Are you following what I'm saying? You know, sometimes we think that what we're facing is the biggest thing that we've ever faced. But we probably faced the bigger things before, we just forgot about them. So maybe right now your situation in your life looks like, oh man, this is the biggest thing I've ever faced, and you just don't know, Michael, and you know, I appreciate your help, but you just don't get me, you don't get my situation. This is the biggest thing that I've ever faced. If you kept a stress journal, I'm probably sure 100%, well, let's go 98%. At that, there's probably something else in your life that was a lot stronger that you've already faced and you've already dealt with. You just forgot about it. So a stress journal would help, because then it would, you know, when you're having that moment, you could go back and, man, look at the things I've already overcome. Look at the things I've already got through with Spirit's help. And Spirit's going to let me down now? I don't think so. Following what I'm saying? So you got to, you know, look at where you've been and where you're going through. All right. Dealing with stressful situations, the 4 A's. You can avoid the stressor. Okay. let's say your family is the stressor. For a lot of you, maybe your family is a stressor. Don't be around them. That's one way you can avoid the stressor. You don't have to be around them so much. All right? You can alter the stressor. You know, you can change a few things here and there. Alter it. You can adapt to the stressor, or you can accept the stressor. Not all stress can be avoided, and it's not healthy to avoid a situation that needs to be addressed. You may be surprised, however, by the number of stressors in your life that you can eliminate. First of all, you can learn how to say no. Know your limits and stick to them. Healthy, healthy boundaries. Do you know that a lot of us don't have healthy, healthy boundaries? Some of us don't even have boundaries at all. We need to put some in place. Do you know it's okay to say no? For a lot of you, that's hard to do, because if you said no to a situation, there's either consequences or something that happened, and your brain's got programmed that it's awful for you to say no. You don't want to hurt somebody's feelings or whatever. You know, it's okay to say no. Whether in your personal or professional life, refuse to accept added responsibilities when you're close to reaching them. Taking in more than you can handle is a surefire recipe for stress. If you just keep on, let's say you're at work, and you keep on taking more and more jobs on your desk than you know you can handle, well, no wonder you're going to be stressed out, because you don't have the time to get them all done. I say no. Avoid people who stress you out. If someone consistently causes stress in your life and you can't turn the relationship around, limit the amount of time you spend with that person or end the relationship entirely. I've done that. There were people in my life that were stressing me out, and I did everything in my power to try to fix the situation, and then it finally came down to the fact that I said, either grow up or get out of my face. It was hard, because I really loved the person I had to say that to. And you could probably say it a little nicer than what I just said it. But you know, you got to walk away sometimes. You can walk away with love and light, yes. In this case, I had to be a little tough in the situation and express myself. But, you know, we can walk away with love and light, all right? Take control of your environment. And we're almost out of time. So take control of your environment. If the evening news makes you anxious, turn the TV off. If traffic's got you tense, take a longer travel route. If going to the market is an unpleasant chore, do your grocery shopping online. You know that a lot of times I avoid a lot of public places. I go to movies during matinees when there's not very many people there, when I know there's not going to be a whole bunch of people there. I go to do grocery shopping late at night, or when I know that people are going to be busy. I live in a football town, so when I know that there's a football game on, this town is almost like a ghost town. That's the perfect time for Michael to go grocery shopping, because nobody's at the store. Everybody's at the football game. I'm telling you, it's like football crazy down here. But that's okay. And so, because it makes my shopping easier. So, all right. I hope you got something out of the program today. We're going to have to end because I'm almost out of time. But, you know, I do appreciate you calling in. If I didn't get to your phone call today, I really do apologize. But we're done for today. But like I said, if you would like to set up a full reading with me, you can go to my website, www.insightswithmichael.com. If you would like to drop me an email, you can do so at youareawakening@gmail.com. It's all one word. It is what you are doing. You are awakening, so it should make it really easy on you. Youareawakening@gmail.com. Is our email address. It's actually the only email address I have. If you're using Insights with Michael and you're going, I can't get hold of you, there's a good reason for that. That email address does not exist anymore. There were some problems with it, and if you're using Yahoo Mail, my suggestion to you, I would look for some place else. That's just my opinion. I had some problems with Yahoo Mail. Yahoo Mail was sending out emails with links in them that were not from me. That's a lot of the reason why I left Yahoo. Now we are using youareawakening@gmail.com. That is our email address. All right. We will not be on air, as far as I know, we will not be on air tomorrow, which is Thursday. I'm going to take Thursday off. We will be on air on Friday. Yeah, my brain just went. All right. We will be not on air on tomorrow, but we will be on air Friday, and we do have a guest. Let me go over to my calendar and tell you who that is. Tomorrow, not on air, the 16th, Deborah Johnson will be with us on air with us. That show will be at 7 p.m. Central Friday night. Okay, we haven't been on 7 p.m. For a long, long time. So we will be on Friday at 7 p.m. With Deborah. All right? And I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully you are. All right, let's go ahead and say goodbye to you for right now. And we're going to close out with a song. And, continue to pray for me. Continue to send me love and light. I would appreciate it. And I'll do the same for you. Let's go ahead and close out as we always do. You guys can say it with me. So you guys ready? Here we go. You be you. Let's say it again. That was not a very strong one, was it? That was like, okay, you be you, I be me, we'll get there. That's how it was going to sound. So we got to put, energy behind it. How about that? So let's do it this way. Okay. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. That was okay, but I think we can do better still. Okay? So let's try to do it a little better. Okay? So let's say you be you, I'll be me, and I know that we'll get there. That sounds a little better. Okay. Awesome, guys. All right. All right. I know. Okay, sometimes I could be this a little bit out there somewhere. All right, that's okay. All right, how about I find a song and let's close out. Let's go down. I got a whole bunch of songs, so give me a minute here. How about this one? And we'll talk to you guys on Friday, 7 p.m. Central. See you then. Excuse me. Website, www.insightsofmichael.com. All right. Except for reading. All right. Bye-bye.
Peace be with you. As you roll on by me tomorrow. Be an easy ride. Come to me. peace be with you. Yeah.